Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Everybody, I am so excited because, well, for a lot of different reasons. First and foremost, it is Friday, one of the best days of the week. Although, if you're an entrepreneur, what does it mean when it's Friday? Nothing. Get back to work. So I am very excited, most of all, on this Friday because I'm bringing someone who I absolutely just adore. And I want to share with you guys an incredible story all about Doug Johns. Doug, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Rachel. It's great to be with you. Thank you.
It is absolutely awesome. Now, Doug, one of the first things that I want to talk about, because I think this is interesting, and I personally find it so admirable. We talked a little bit about how you've come to the game later, right? A little bit later than most people. I don't know if you are the oldest person in SMU, but you might be, which would be so cool. Tell us a little bit about what that process has been like of jumping into social media at an age that most people just ignore it.
Well, the beginning of this year, I could see my retirement date coming up. I knew it was going to be about the middle of 2018. Last Christmas, I started looking online at possibilities of how to continue making some money online. And eventually I found you, and that's a whole story in and of itself, and SMU. And I jumped in January, slow learner, still working, right? And thinking, oh, that retirement date will never come. It will never come. And then all of a sudden I'm there. I think the exciting thing was that I love to spend time on the computer, right? I love to spend time on the computer and on social media. And it seemed to me that it was a natural jump to be able to use my retirement to venture into something brand new. So I said, I can do this. I can do it. And so at age 66, I said, okay, something new. Now you know my age.
I didn't know, and I wasn't going to ask. I know better. But 66, that is phenomenal. Now, Doug, you've had, before we dive into a little bit about your process with social media and what this has looked like for you, you've had an extensive background in a whole bunch of really, really cool and interesting careers. Can you share with us a little bit about what you've done in the past?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. If you go right back to my university days, I was a camp director and loved working in the industry of Christian camping, being the director, administrative leader, the hire of staff, the firer of staff, the training of staff, programs. So, in the camping industry for many, many years in Canada and the United States, and loved that. Particularly, Rachel loved working with young adults as our staff. I focused on the staff. This is your philosophy. You know about this. You develop the staff. You pour yourself into the staff, all those young adults who were our leaders for the summer. And then the kids are going to be well looked after, right? That follows naturally. If I can encourage the staff and train the staff and make them feel good about what they're doing, then I know the campers are going to be fine. I mean, we used to joke. I said, in camping, if we could just run camps without campers, it would be great. But so our focus was primarily on the staff. So that was one industry. And then I went into ministry. Pastoring churches, did a little stuff on the side, did income tax work for people during income tax season. And then at age 64, decided to retire from work here in Canada and wanted to go international. And at that point, we spent a little over 2 years in Germany working with English-speaking people in Germany from 27 different countries all around the world.
Gosh.
So then it was time to lay that down, move back to Canada, and start into social media. So there you are, ministry, income tax, the world of camping. Yeah, there you are. That's my work history.
I love it so, so much. So you have also some really cool experience. I loved that you were talking about the fact that you actually, I think this is so fun to kind of go into your background because you bring some experiences that I've never had. For example, I heard a rumor, and it's not a rumor because it came from you, that you used to have an afro and a hippie van.
This is really hard to believe when you look at my head now. But my afro was out like this during my university days and when we first got married. Even our wedding pictures, out like this. My grandkids can't believe that I was like that. And yes, the tail end of the hippie movement, the late 60s and early 70s. And I persuaded my parents to let me use $700 from a grandparent's inheritance. And I bought my first vehicle. And it wasn't a car. It was a van. And we cut windows into that van. We, listen to this, we painted the outside of the van with great slogans and wonderful colors. And then on the inside, just let your mind wander, the day and age of shag carpet. And I had all of these carpet samples, little squares of shag carpet, every color under the sun. And I took them and I glued them to the ceiling, to the walls, to the floor of the van. And this is before seatbelts, and we piled all of my friends into the van and drove. Actually, we drove to Florida many times, and we drove all around the country, piling kids into the back of this van that was a hippie van. Yeah, I still have pictures. I love it.
Like I said, I have to see them. I've got to see them. Now, one of the things that I love about you, Doug, is so you have been not holding back. You put yourself out there every single day. You put yourself out there for opportunities. Like, I'm still like, I can't wait till we find that right position for where it's going to be just your sweet spot. And you are always comfortable with trying new things.
Yeah.
Now, this relates to every area of your life, right? Tell us even just a little bit about like running, because that's something that most people say, I'm not a runner, or I've never been a runner, so I can't be a runner.
You know, I ran a little bit in high school, but I was never good. I ran cross country and then left it after high school. But at age 60, I was just in a highly stressed position at work. I was 45 pounds overweight. I wasn't feeling well. I was depressed a little bit. And I went to start walking, and I just started walking miles every day and then put in a little bit of running. And actually, by my 60th birthday, I ran my first half marathon in Walt Disney World.
Amazing. I want everyone to comment and like give Doug massive congrats, because that's more than I've ever run. That is phenomenal.
So I've done 39 races since then. All around the world, 9 different countries, mostly half marathons, one full marathon. I got to mention this. The one full marathon was actually the official original marathon outside of Athens, from Marathon, Greece to Athens, a full marathon. Did that a year ago right now. Mm-hmm. And trying something new.
I love that. Now, you've also been diving into taking on clients in a couple of different spaces. Now, we can talk about all of the different industries that you want to work with clients in. One question I have for you is, what have you been experiencing as you take on clients, and what has been bringing you to life?
I think I got to say, to preface that it's scary. It's scary. It is so easy to listen to the training videos over and over again, mm-hmm. and then find more training videos and find more training videos. You say it all the time, and other people say it too. Just take the action, take the action, take the step. And once you do that, you realize, like you've told us, that you really are an expert. You just don't believe it until you start doing it. And as long as you can stay a step ahead of your client, or as long as you can assure them that you can find an answer to their question, which is why SMU is so great. You can go on SMU and get the answer immediately pretty well. A friend reached out to me after I started putting myself out there that I wanted to do this, and it was an author. And I've learned so much about the writing process, about how easy or not so easy it is to write a book, and the personal investment that an author has in their work, and they want to share it, and they need help to share it. And they're like me, you know, how do you kind of, if you want to be humble, you don't want to push your stuff. I don't want to push my social media work. They don't want to push their book. So I'll do it on their behalf. And just really great. And to work through their books, to take quotes, just to work with quote pages, to work with quizzes, to I learned so much about not only the book or the author, but about the whole process of because they're an entrepreneur as well.
Absolutely.
Well, there you are, the field of authors and books. And I got to tell you, I have such a library. My library is thousands and thousands of volumes. I'm just starting to catalog it now. So I know and appreciate the book world. But I wouldn't have thought it would have been an author first. I would have thought it would be something in ministry or something in camping or something in travel. Yeah.
The interesting thing about all of this is that you have a very similar process to actually me and my team. And it's something, it's that extra mile that a lot of people aren't willing to run. And part of it might be because you're a runner and you're like, I'm not scared to do that extra mile. And yeah. So what I love about the way that you handle your process with your authors is you actually dive into their books, because yeah. there's no better way to know somebody than to actually read their book. What have you learned as you've gone through that process?
I've learned that, I guess I've learned an admiration of how complex, especially a novel, especially, a fiction writer who has got to weave together characters, the development of characters, or you'd see it on a TV show or a movie too, the idea of developing the character over time and pulling back the curtain on the character. And so in a sense, as the author pulls back the curtain on the characters in the story, my job is to pull back the curtain on their book, on their thought press. So I, you know what else I learned? I've learned that they research. They research the amount of research, even to write one paragraph. You know, the author I'm with right now has a scene in a state or a national park in North Dakota. Well, they had to do an actual trip to see the park and see what it was like at Christmas time, which is the part of the story. And they had to try and get into the park and drive through it, all for, you know, part of a chapter, you know? And I'm thinking, if they can research that, listen, if they can research to do a paragraph or a chapter in a book, I can certainly research the audience, the genre, to be able to help them. So research is key. And that's a tip of the iceberg, that's actually not the tip of the iceberg. That's what's underneath, right? That you never see. You never see the research. We don't really see the research that you do before you present, you know, mm-hmm. ton of stuff.
I love that. So before you started taking on clients, let's say a year or 2 years ago, how much experience did you have in social media?
I was a user, and I preferred Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I was afraid of LinkedIn. I opened an account and never went to it until I took the LinkedIn course with you. So it was lying dormant. I have Pinterest, but hey, it scares me that, you know, I haven't taken that leap yet. But I was on the computer all the time. I was a late adopter to computers. I remember the first computer that was placed in front of me by an employer. I looked at it. I said, "This is too hard. Get me an electric typewriter." You know, I didn't jump in. And then I made a move to a new work, and I realized I got to do this. And I got my first smartphone, and now my kids just they don't admire me as much as say, "Dad, put the phone down."
Oh my gosh!
You know, close your computer. You know, I'm constantly on. I'm one of those people who needs to perhaps learn a few boundaries. So my experience was always exploring. I'm an explorer, right? I'm a traveler. So I'm an explorer, and I love to follow rabbit trails when I've discovered, I mean, good ones. I don't play games. I've never played a game. Never played a game. Mm-hmm. It's always just learning. And I love to interact on a number of platforms. So I was there, but I didn't know how to use it. I had no idea how to use it. And I saw these people saying, "You can use it to make money, to make people's lives better." Yes. But I really didn't know how to use it.
Mm. So what was the turning point for you in all of that?
Can you say that again, please?
Yeah, absolutely. What was a turning point for you in terms of switching from being a user to being someone who is at the forefront of how to use these platforms?
Necessity, they say, is the mother of invention. Just realizing that this sounds really boring, and I need extra income.
Okay? I love it.
Okay, I mean, just necessity. Or I could go and work part time at a grocery store in town, and I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that because it takes away everything that I want to be doing in these years of my life, this season of my life. So the most natural thing to do was to learn social media because I was already there. Okay.
Absolutely.
Most natural thing. And I think just because, you know, I don't have great dreams to be some of the people that you and I admire on the internet, I think I want to survive, but I want to survive with class. I want to survive with giving value to people. I want to survive by being able to eventually influence people. So I think that's what made the change.
I love it. And you've been in SMU, has it been 6 months almost?
January. Yeah. January. So
I guess this year's flown by. That's 11 months.
You've had a few things happen.
A couple, you know, a baby or two. Well, no, just one. So one question I have is, how has SMU supported you in this process of learning?
I think that there are people in SMU that obviously I haven't met in person yet. I didn't get to SMU live. That's certainly a goal. To meet the people I see online. They give you answers to questions and they're encouraging. If you make a post, people will jump in there and make a comment or two. And also let's point out that, you know, it's possible to connect with SMU people personally on Facebook too. And that only enriches my life. So I think I think SMU, and again, you know, I am willing to try new things, but I'm also a skeptic, right? I'm a skeptic. Okay. So that means that I don't not jump in. It means that I jump in carefully. Yep. And so I wanted to make sure that the community that I joined was going to be an encouraging, supportive, and fun loving. I may be old and have had a very serious career, but I love the sense of humor. I love that people are not afraid to laugh at themselves even. So I saw in the SMU community knowledge base. I saw enthusiasm. I saw support and encouragement. And I saw a lot of fun. And so there you are. I can make a commercial. I'll make a commercial for you.
I'll send you some royalties. Like, honestly, you embody exactly what we want SMU to be. Full of life. So much fun. Never accepting that the past is what defines the future.
Oh, please. That's right.
Everyone in SMU adores you. I guarantee you that your clients and your future clients adore you. I'm sure you guys have really been enjoying this interview, whether you're watching live. If you're watching live, comment below and share with us what some of your ahas have been. If you're watching the replay, comment below and hashtag it replay so I know who's catching up later on. But if you are watching this, you're noticing like there's so much story inside of Doug. There's so much passion. He wants to work with clients in travel, in potentially camps, in the world of authors and books. He wants to work with potentially even churches and nonprofits. So I challenge you, if you're watching this and let's say you have a podcast or a popular blog, absolutely reach out to Doug and bring him on because there's so much story that we can't cover in 25 minutes.
You're right. I got some great stories. Stories you wouldn't believe.
Yeah. Absolutely. So if you're watching this and you're like, I want to reach out and I want to get Doug on my podcast, I want to feature him in my ebook, I want to connect with him, or I want to hire him for some of those projects that he seems so passionate about, Doug, where is the easiest place for people to learn more about you?
Well, if anyone is connected on Facebook with me either through SMU or on Facebook, just start there and I'll give you all the other contacts. You can find me on most platforms, as I already mentioned, or here's the email. It's revdjohns@hotmail.com. Pretty simple. revdjohns@hotmail.com. Had that forever.
I love it. So revdjohns@hotmail.com, easy way to get in touch with Doug, or if you want, you can connect with him personally on Facebook. And sure. The cool thing is when you connect with people personally, you get to see their life and you get to see, does this story match up with what I'm seeing in a highlight reel? Is this the same person that was on that interview? And I can personally say that Doug brings zest and passion and energy to everything that he does. So Doug, thank you so, so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And if you're watching this, and no matter where you're at in life, no matter what your story has been up until now, if you say, I want to try my hand at this whole social media manager thing, or perhaps you're a social media manager who's like, I could really use a supportive community or some advanced trainings that help me to develop my skills. Just go to www.smutrial.com and there you can actually have access to the entire SMU platform for $1 for 7 days, just $49 a month after that. For 7 days, you can dive in and make sure it jives with you and feels like the right fit.
Best investment I ever made.
Oh, thank you. Well, Doug, thank you so much for joining me. And thank you, everyone, for coming on and supporting Doug. This has been an amazing, amazing interview. And we'll catch you guys all later on the next interview. We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.